No, bitch, that shit was cute 10 years ago. Fuck yeah, bitch, you fucking young cap. Come on, this is my podcast. And I was like,
one times two, yeah, we double it. Two times two, yeah, we double it. Put some trouble in it. We gotta.
It's double the trouble.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Double the Trouble. I'm Chris.
Que viva Mexico!
And that's Manny.
Yes, sir.
As of right now.
Feliz Dia de Independencia! Woo!
I think we're free. What does that mean? Like, people don't gotta pay for us now?
Que viva los chilaquiles! Viva! Que viva las chelas! Viva!
Yeah! I know that.
Que viva el perico! Viva!
A bird in the background.
Gracias! Que viva la mota! Viva!
So today is the...
Viva Mexico!
That's what today is.
Viva!
If you guys didn't know, we're somewhat Mexican.
Yep. Chris, very Mexican. Me, very much Mexican.
Viva los chilaquiles! Viva! Viva las tortas! Viva!
You shut your fucking mouth. Of course I didn't say all that.
Viva los tacos! Viva!
But please, someone bring me my Chris medicine.
Viva carne con chile.
Hey, bro, hell yeah!
There we go. Woo! There we go.
Speaking my language.
Sin papa.
Yeah! Yeah!
Fuck yeah. What do you mean I'm a no sabo kid? My God.
I think that means you're like a cool kid.
I drink. I'm pretty cool.
You like los cheeky nogis?
That hurt a lot.
You son of a bitch.
I inhaled, laughed. Like, I got the beer in, but it just hurt because it came in little spritzes.
Chris, how do you say bottle cap in Spanish?
It's really easy, fool.
Babe, I know this is you.
God damn it. How do you say a cap?
In my defense, I'm a Chicano. I said it was capa.
It was fair game because
I said capa.
That's very understandable, but also very racist. You motherfucker, that's the equivalent of putting an O at the end of shit just because you're like, I heard someone say Caro once, so that must be a Doro.
Yeah.
So this dumbass is like
bottle
capo?
Bottle capo. The capo.
Tapa rosca.
That's if it's threaded.
Stupid ass. Tapa rosca, Chris.
That's if it's threaded.
No, Chris.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's three kinds of Coke in Mexico. What's your favorite one?
The free one.
La que te dan en un sandwich bag porque no puedes hacer ni mierdas con una botella. They don't trust you with the deposit. They're like, here. Ten pinche feo, pendejo que no sabe preguntar por una soda taparrosca, güey.
I just get the bottles.
What kind of bottle, Chris?
It's a sandwichito.
Sandwichito? The fucked up part is that when I was a kid, I'm like, mass in un sandwich?
Isn't it torta?
Sandwich.
Sandwich. Yeah.
Sandwich.
That seems more proper to say sandwich.
Sandwich.
Because what the fuck? Why would you ask for a sandwich?
Sandwich.
Un sandwich.
Sandwich.
Un sandwich.
Sandwich.
Just getting more and more French. Sandwich. And it's a tapadera.
Tapa. Rosca.
It's a cubre botella, okay?
tapa rosca. Chris.
No, a rosca is the bread.
No.
You can't tell me no. It is.
A rosca de Reyes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I didn't know you covered your soda with fucking bread.
Okay. Oh, my fucking God.
I got lightheaded again.
Fucking stupid.
Mexican independence.
Is it a taco sandwich?
No. Because it has tortillas. I'm just doing it to piss you off. Your puff sounded angry. But if you guys want to enter, you got to come into the stream, watch, and then also be a chatter. You need to interact. Muertos going to lose his V-Bucks.
Uh-huh.
Unless he shows up again.
So, aside from everyone getting shit-faced for the entire fucking weekend that is from Mexican descent or even Central American descent, you know, because the independence of Mexico wasn't just a solidary...
It's Latinos.
It wasn't a solidary thing. Fuck. It wasn't a thing by themselves.
Because didn't they get help? Yes or no? You looked at me like, are you fucking stupid? But they got some kind of help.
So, when the regions of Nueva España were pretty much...
You know, real quick. Every time you've brought up Nueva España, don't know what the fuck you mean by that.
That's the territories owned by Spain.
Mm.
Yeah, they instead of just making a new name for it, they're like... New Spain.
Just like New York.
Just like New Mexico. Yeah.
Gasp in Spanish.
So if it's New if it's New York, do you think they're calling it New York because of York, England or Yorkshire, England?
What would be the difference?
I don't fucking know.
Is that where the people...
Que viva los niños héroes! Viva! Que viva los héroes anónimos! Viva! I don't think I said anonymous right, but whatever.
Estacionar? Hmm? That's to park.
Yeah.
Bolígrafo.
What the fuck is...
I just started saying Spanish words, man. It's not a carro.
So it's what is
coche. It? Coche.
Es un auto.
Automobile.
Autocarro.
It's automatic, man.
Or is it autocoche?
Automanual.
Nah. Because they call it a standard.
They don't call it a stick.
Fuck, this bitch is like, well, they say a soda.
No, a Sprite.
A Pepsi.
A 7-Up. Este way. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have been freed. Us.
Que viva la flojera! Viva!
Flojera.
Yeah, because I don't think they'd be as amped up. They'd be like, viva, we're chilling, fool.
Let me hear your grito.
Ooh. Hey, güey, no.
La cruda.
¿Me van a pagar? Porque si no,
That's all you get.
Oh, mames, el, what?
Viva la señora. Oh. Que viva la señora de los tamales.
¡Viva! Yeah!
Hey, every barrio, every hood, every city.
They have that one fucking tamale lady.
If you see an older Mexican lady standing by her car, she's not trying to ask you for money, big dog. All she wants to do is just say, hey, would you like to buy one of my freshly made tamales? I understand you could. You could have bought some inside the store, but we all know Cardenas tamales can eat dick because they're the driest thing known to mankind.
Dude,
and not even a moist napkin can save that bitch.
I'm gonna tell you right fucking now, dude. Even rehydrating some of these ladies have no business being out there though, because sometimes the fucking masa somehow is still wet, but it's fucking dry as shit. You bite into it, it's like the softest fucking thing, but then you're like chewing, and it's like you just start fucking choking.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Three times it's happened to me where I've gotten tamales and masa.
Look, people, don't listen to Chris. Chris is just a fucking hater, class A hater, because he gets the best food at home. And
if my wife wanted to, she can be that tamale lady.
Well, she just said she is.
Where are my tamales?
Dick, right now it's pozole time, not tamale time.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It got cold already.
Wanna bet?
It got cold already. You know damn well we only eat pozole or menudo on a hot ass Sunday.
No, you know why they give you pozole?
Oh, because it's greasy as fuck.
No, because you're already going to fucking throw everything up. So why throw up something thick when you can throw up just mostly water and granos?
No, it's because it's fucking greasy, dude.
Because the body's going to digest the meat. And they're going to be like, I don't think we can eat granos. You feeling better? I need one more beer, fool. The body drinks that one more beer and then they fucking drink. They eat one more plate of pozole.
Dude.
And they're just sitting there like...
It's the weirdest shit because your eyes go from like fucking all cockeyed and shit. Your head hurting. You eat the pozole. Like, I've never thrown up, but I've eaten the pozole and just perked the fuck up. And I'm like, I think I could drink again.
See, fucking... Muerto's mom made a gang of pozole.
When?
This week. Well, today, apparently. Yesterday.
Let's end this shit. Let's go real quick.
I'm like, we need to play, dog.
Mama Muerto, can you make us a plate? I don't know her name, dudes.
You know what? I'll tell you right now. You know how good fucking... Bro, Mama Muerto, Muerto. Fucking... Pozole is so goddamn good. I won't eat pata. Like if they make pata,
you know what?
I'm not gonna eat it.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
If the pata is in the fucking pozole, I'm gonna eat that bitch.
I like, is it menudo, the one with the bone?
It just pisses me off that it has a big ass piece of fucking bone.
Oh no, that I like, dude.
The pata.
No, the bone, whatever it is, it's like a big ass.
We're
not cylinder,
Chris. We're talking about two different things. You're talking about menudo. I'm talking.
That's why I'm asking.
I'm talking about pozole.
Okay, though. But that's why I asked you, son of a bitch, if you would pay attention. Which one's the one with the bone? That's what I asked.
I'm a fucking stab you.
The Chris. Big bone.
They all have bone.
Nah, dude.
Yes. Nah. Yes.
Nah.
Look, Muerto said, does it have nerves?
Nah.
Did they have that little flabby part? Like the looked like it was like. Then that's fucking pozole, bitch.
But whichever was one it was.
Was it mostly meat in there?
I like. Well, yeah.
Yeah, and it's pozole.
Isn't menudo the one with the lengua or some shit like that?
Menudo is the one that's everything but the meat. I said it.
That sounds...
I said it.
That sounds like a ripoff.
Yeah.
Hey, you want menudo? Oh, do I want to be vegetarian today?
if you like menudo, you can fucking fight me right now. I am one of those people that does not like menudo.
Mexican gumbo?
Oh, shit.
He would know.
Who?
Muerto. He said menudo is Mexican gumbo. Wouldn't the mariscos be gumbo, technically, kind of?
Mariscos?
That shrimp melody, whatever shit. Where you get like the octopus, fucking calamari, shrimp, weird skin stuff. The seafood soup.
Wait, what are we talking about again?
Oh, it's Mexican Independence Day.
No. I meant what dish were you talking about? I'm sorry. I heard fish shit and I was like, oof, I'm spacing out.
Hey, put it down real quick. You know what I'm just saying? No.
Fuck. Viva. Que viva las albóndigas. Viva.
Oh, dude. Karen makes the best fucking albóndigas. Holy fuck.
With the rice and like all the shit. Oh.
Like for a long time, I like Gilbert's food and everything. And then Karen came out of fucking nowhere. I don't taste none of my food. I go, spice, bam. She's fucking Alzar from Futurama. She just bams everything. And I'm like, okay. And I told her, you know what? I'm going to be completely honest with you. Because when it comes to food, if it's not good, I'm not going to want to keep eating it. She keeps making really good food. And the albóndigas smack, dude. She had made a big ass pot at Gilbert's. Because I'm like, oh, I want albóndigas and shit. It was gone. Completely gone. I got second. I'm not going to lie. I had thirds. To that door just fucking swing.
Which one?
The bathroom door just.
Oh, hell no.
Tony, stop. He's like, hey, bitch, you got some or what? No, but she. I got thirds. Caesar got seconds. Everyone got seconds. She was still like, oh, I don't think people actually liked it and stuff. I'm like, babe, you don't understand how good they were. Brian had seconds. And this bitch fucking hid to eat it. I found him like in the corner next to the fridge. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, shut the fuck up.
Brian just...
And you know how much of a hater Brian is.
Yeah, I know.
And for him to go and get seconds and then hide it because he knows that he wants to talk shit but not be seen. So once I saw him, he wasn't going to talk shit no more. But goddamn, those albóndigas fucking smack, dude. The only time I don't mind there being like potatoes in some shit is when it's albóndigas with potatoes because they soak up the lemon real good and everything. Mm. Damn, I'm hungry. God damn it. Thanks, babe. What about pozole? Chicken. Pulled?
Chicken pozole.
Oh.
Chicken pozole is a fucking sleeper.
I
love chicken pozole.
I don't like it that much because a lot of the times people don't know how to make the chicken. And it keeps coming out dry.
Dick, you fucking... See, the magic is that you cook it. Mixed with pork.
The person that's over here, I fucking hate pork. I can't have pork. And then you were fucking secretly fed pork.
Yeah, I know. This shit fucking blew my mind. I'm like,
you're like pork smack this whole time?
I was like, yeah. Look, motherfucker, I already told you this shit. It's not that I don't like pork or eating pork.
You just don't like the thought of eating it because of what you had to do.
Yeah. I'm like, they're both looking cute.
Well, at a certain point, they stop being cute.
Yeah, they know you're shit. Just like, then you're like, get the fuck off me.
No, I'm trying to, I will not be your wife.
I'm trying to fucking clean, move. Fuck.
No, fuck you. No. Just fight a pig.
Hit with the broom.
You knock out a cop. I'm sorry, I had flashbacks.
Give us a scree. No, I can't do it. Give me a scree.
Scree.
What the fuck?
That was the hardest shit ever, dude. Bahahaha.
Do it again.
That one hurt. That didn't even come out of my throat, dude. That came out of my nose.
Oh, fuck. I couldn't breathe.
There it is.
Right here.
You spin me right around, baby, right around like a record, baby, round.
Now you're singing it too fast.
You spin me.
No, hold on. You spin me right round, baby, right round.
I didn't know that was the lyrics. How about the dick-a-lick? No. What does that say? Manny. Oh. Hold on. He's getting his vision back. Dude. We need color correction every time you cough. He turned orange. How about the... Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that says.
Dactyl? Pterodactyl?
Oh, that video I made? The lady singing top of his blade. And then she laughed. I can't fuck. I can't.
Do the rap scream. Do the rap scream.
Did you just sleep apnea laugh at me?
No. Motherfucker, I snorted.
Oh, I'm like, this dude fell asleep.
This bitch calls it a sleep apnea snort. What laugh?
A sleep apnea laugh. Where it sounds like you're dying, but you okay.
Oh God, you're fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Sleep apnea laugh. I don't know if that's a fat joke or you're a fucking dick, dude.
Oh, my everything.
My everything.
My legs went numb for a bit. Oh. Did I miss the dactyl?
No, this, I fucking snorted and this bitch said I had a sleep apnea laugh. And I don't know if that was a fat joke or not. Mouth to joint resuscitation. Hold on. Are you okay?
Yes.
Do you need assistance? Hello. What's his face saying? Fucking up. Hello, may I provide you with assistance?
Oh, what the fuck is the kid's name again?
I think it's Russell. Russell. Chris laughs like Desi.
Mama Lou. Did it get a little too real? Desi Arnaz is just a low pitch Kitty Foreman.
For a second there, they meant our kitty.
He'd go, what the fuck? Like, he doesn't even have a proper laugh. Dude, that shit did not want to go down. He's like, no, give me.
No, father.
Father, help. That's my boy. That's my son. Father, help. Not yet.
Not yet.
No, because I still want to talk about the show I went to yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I got COVID like 5 days after
after we kicked it.
That's today?
No, was last week. 2 weeks ago. No, wait, last week.
He got COVID 5 days after. So Saturday to Thursday?
8 days.
Oh. 8 days is tomorrow.
28 days later. Damn, does that mean we got COVID?
No, because he got it after we hung out.
Hold on.
This is the worst thing to check with.
It, no, tastes, it tastes like water. Shit. We're good.
Don't hurt my feelings like that. Don't COVID. Go home. Dead.
What?
You're going to try to show it now that you moved the fucking chat? You're just going to be covering whoever gets it.
It's covered by chat.
So, me and Karen went to a show yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You guys started Mexican Independence Day with the fucking bang. Do name randomizer. All right, I guess.
Woke up. I partied like two more days. So, we went to go see Dead on a Sunday. If people can see the shirt, Bob Core. So many stories, dude. It was a weird fucking night. We got there. The whole time, Karen was insisting that we stay in the front of the stage. Like, there. Like, we were able to fuck with shit if we wanted to. But we're supposed to leave when she got back. And I was waiting. Gilbert brought her home. I told Gilbert, here's the kids. Fucking bye.
He fucking fumbled them on the way out.
Get up. But she got ready. We took
you
off.
And her mad dog and you just.
Why you drop me?
Fuck you, daddy. Like,
his voice just after dropping him. Father, this is how you treat me. Like this. I loathe you.
So, like, on Minecraft, and then if you, like, go and you build...
This motherfucker built a website that just says, Dad's a poopy head. Hurt my feelings. No, but I gave Gilbert the kids and stuff. I'm like, you're taking them. She took them. We went inside. Karen got ready. And we took off. It was around 6 something. On the GPS, it said it was going to be like about an hour something to get there. I'm like, fuck, I got to go get gas. Where right here, down the street. Because I'm like, fuck, yesterday it said it was $4.99. I need to go quick. And it was $5.19. I'm like, fuck, man. I wanted to go put air in my tire, parked in the back. We asked for the fucking track number and everything. Go back there. The fucking machine doesn't work. And I'm like, all right. So we're going down, like, Reservoir. And I'm like, oh, there's a fucking Arco right here on, like, Philadelphia? No. Yeah, Philadelphia and Reservoir. We'll go there. And I right away, I'm like, babe, I'm going to be so fucking pissed if it's cheaper here than it was over there. Because then I'm going to be mad. And then I saw it was, like, five some shit, like, 520, 535. And I'm like, oh, okay, good. I'm just going to get air here. Went, fucking bought 2 Humex cans because I've never seen Humex tall cans, kind of. And I'm like, ooh, coconut, pineapple, and peach. That's all they had. Karen liked the coconut pineapple. It probably tasted like a pina colada.
Dude. What the fuck?
That's all they had. Got that in a Slim Jim, and I'm like, hey, let me use a compressor. Went. It was one of those stupid ones where all it has is the fill-up nozzle. It doesn't have no gauge. So I'm just like, doo, 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 punching the shit. I'm like, I see people do that shit. What? What? Nothing. What? Say it. No. Say it. No. Say it. Say it. Abraham Lincoln from The Whitest Kids, you know. Say it again. Go ahead. Go. 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 No. Do it. Do it. Do it. I'll give you a beer here. The beer, I already got you. So, now I'm mad though. So, I put air. We take off. It says we're going to get there by like 7:34. And I'm like, oh, we're going to be like 30 minutes late. It's fine. They don't usually start exactly at the time we say. We get there. Dude, there was no fucking parking. This is at Supply and Demand in Long Beach. So I'm like, fuck, where do we park? We went around every individual block. Just nothing, nothing. Then we finally found a spot where it said 2-hour parking. And I'm like, fuck it. I go. I park there and I look up and it said from this time to this time. I'm like, it's after that time. And I was in green. I had turned off the car already. Yeah, I looked at Kara and I'm like, that's not even close. I looked at Karen and I looked down at the fucking street. I'm like, oh, there's gray, no color. Backed up my car there. Looked at the time. It was 8. I'm like, fuck, we're late. We get there. They ask us for our name. And I'm like, cool. We go in. No one's up yet. And I'm like, fuck, all right. So I go. I get myself a beer. Got a Coors Banquet. Fucking $5 beer. After my third one, I told him, I'm like, man, I could have brought my own fucking beer. And then, like, it would have been $15. For 30. But we're there. The first guy goes up. It was cool and everything. And, like, a bunch of people started going up. And it was good. We were having a good time and everything. I started using the restroom. The restroom ended up fucking breaking their toilet. And I was talking to the dude because he was just standing there waiting. I'm like, you trying to use the restroom? Because there's a line. He turns to me, like, tall, skinny, white guy, bald and stuff. He's like, I work here. I'm like, you didn't answer my question.
Okay. Some chunky-ass fireworks.
They are. Dude, where were these on 4th of July? There was a lot of fireworks. But yeah. We were listening to all these bands and everything. And I met the dude from Dead on a Sunday. He was trying to use the restroom too. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? Try to use the restroom? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, this restroom works. Only the urinal works on this one. He's like, oh, okay, cool. I'm like, so while you're waiting here, you have a long drive? He's like, yeah. Fucking, I think their next stop is Phoenix or some shit. And just talked to him. The restroom opened up, dude, fucking, whoosh, right away. Like, I don't even think the person came out. Huh? What? Why are you kissing Bob? Huh? Where is it? Okay, so it was funny because some big chick came and she's like, oh, I'm fucking fangirling. I heard fangirling. I'm like, oh, you like the dude from there? She's like, no, I'm fat girling. I'm not normally this wet. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm normally this wet, and usually it's beer. And apparently this other dude that was doing his set, she was like, yeah, dude over here thought he was fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin. Karen got wet, apparently. Nice. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, did our thing. I bought more beer, went to the restroom, fucking went over there, started. I just stood there while this dude was doing his set. They started doing the goth mosh. No, it was like a two-step, but slower. Like scanting, kind of. And I was like, me in my head, because you know what shows we're used to. Yeah. So they got too close. Obviously, I protected Karen. And they came to me. So I fucking. And they fucking went. And I'm like, not that kind of show. Because I was going to start. I was going to start swinging and everything, dude. People looked at me funny. So I decided to just stay back. And if people were going to come close to Karen, I'd just kick. And that's about it. And that big lady fucking came. And she grabbed Karen. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? And she was just yelling at her. Come on. It's just a hug. It's just a strong hug. We gotta hug each other. And right away I'm just like laughing because Karen's like, I don't know what to do. But I was ready to fucking throw down. And then this dude starts singing Margaritaville.
A chicken kidnapped me.
A chicken?
A chick.
No, she said chicken.
I know.
I just held her hand. Oh, whoa, fancy. But it was fun. There was more shit that happened, but I think I should wait till Manny gets back because he needs to fucking hear all this. We still got two people in the chat. That's cool. Who are you? Name yourselves.
Name yourselves now. Show me who you are.
Me and the girl that was shorter than me. There was someone shorter than you. That's fucking crazy. I mean, she's classified as a midget, right? Or a little person, an LP. So fucking worth all that weight. Me. Ah, babe, remind me, what else happened? Oh, an inch shorter. I think legally it's 4'9" or something like that now. 4'11" people got mad. They're like, change the size.
But
she'd have to be 4'9". Yeah, it's 4'9" now. I felt weird because I felt tall. There was a lot of short people. 4'10" was her. Oh, she was 4'10"? Now I feel like you had a tape measure and you're just like, hey, stay still. So, we're going to be doing this giveaway pretty soon. For the people listening on the podcast, we're doing giveaways, I guess, every week or so. It's going to be different kind of gift cards and stuff for now. For the most part, I see a little pattern already at V-Bucks. And then we're going to change from like Amazon cards, PlayStation cards, Xbox cards. Fuck. Muerto. Why doesn't it tell me who did it? Short is goth as fuck. Muerto said that it was going to be a fucking Stead Brothers card. He needs them groceries. But share the live around, peoples. Share it. Let people come in. Let them get a chance. Right now that Manny probably passed the fuck out. I don't know if he did. Muerto, that's you? Guy, stop. You have cobies. Go away. Ah. You're getting fucked up?
What?
You're getting fucked up?
For what?
What do you mean for what?
Oh, you said, am I getting fucked up?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is just finished recording.
Are you sick? Are you sick or what's going on?
I went to work, dick.
COVID head.
I'm an old head.
So... now I could start with the whole story thing again. Now that you're back. So that happened. Karen got covered in beer and everything. Yeah, I was there. Ah, fuck, dude. Apparently, so Karen had actually made a friend there, too. She's like, I don't know her name or anything, but we're friends now. And she's like, I should have asked her for her number or something. And I was like, okay. Karen didn't want to go outside with me while I smoked or anything. She's like, no, I'm going to stay here. I want to stay at the front.
She did one of those, if you need me, I'll find you.
They'll probably find each other on social media or some shit. Like, are you that girl? Are you that girl? Oh, we're both that girl. Yes. But, dude, I don't know. It was fucking weird. Some dude came out. He had just the copete. And I was like, hey, that's cool. He sounded like one of the singers that I listened to from the band Domin. I'm going to ask TikTok to help me find her. But all in all, it was a really good show. I took pictures with people I shouldn't have taken pictures with.
Why?
Why? Because one of them was supposed to be for the people that were there playing or performing. And I just... babe, if you can, send me the link to that picture so I can show Manny. You missed the part where... you were wrong? What do you mean where I was wrong? Are you talking about because... so I had gone outside to smoke. And then on Sunday started playing and stuff. And I was trying to get through everyone. I was like, excuse me. I got to like literally... it was me, people in front of me, and Karen. And I'm like, excuse me. And the guy didn't even look at me or anything. And he's like, we're here, man. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm over there with my fucking wife. Hey, he's like, I recognize the beanie. I'm like, what beanie? I forgot I had the beanie on. Some girl thought I was part of Dead on a Sunday because I had the shirt on. I was trying to go get beer and she's like, oh, are you with the band? I'm like, no. I'm here to get beer.
Should have said yes.
For what? She wasn't going to buy me a drink. I think she ended up buying my drink, though. Because I was right next to her when she was ordering her shit. And I looked at the guy. I'm like, Pacifico, tall can. And I think he charged her for my beer.
You're a dick. Nice.
So he didn't come back with a thing or anything. So I'm like, so I dipped real quick. And by dipped, I had two waters and shit and a Pacifico. And I'm like, excuse me. I made it to almost Karen at that point. I told one dude, excuse me. And I fucking, boop, and the water just fucking splashed him. I'm like, excuse me. Because I helped out some dude. Oh, that shit was fucking funny, dude. This guy was fucked. Like, Karen saw it right away. She turned and saw him. And it was that fucking big lady, the one that said she was fat girling. She was there, and this dude's her husband. And Karen looked over, and he was fucking doing the... This chick dropped her fucking phone. She looked at him, and she literally went... she pointed down at the phone. And the guy's like... and he went down. He squatted. His fingers were doing this. He's just, and I looked at him like, should I go down? Should I grab it for him? And I saw him go like that. So I squatted next to him and I grabbed around him and I'm like, I got you, buddy. And squatted back up. I picked up, he looked at me, he's like, thank you.
Because picking up the phone was already half the fucking battle. He was like, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to make it back up.
Dude, he stayed down there for a bit. I don't know if he was just like, do I have grip on the phone? Or am I not going to make it up?
No, he was like this. Just
but I picked him up and everything. And that's when I had gone to go get the water. Because Karen's like, oh yeah, I want water and stuff. Got myself the beer. I got him a water, too. I'm like, here, dude, you need this. Gave him the water. He's like, thank you. He drank the water and shit. And I still saw him, like, and the band hadn't gone up yet. So I'm like, hey, bro, you know what? It looks like you need some fresh air and shit. Let's go outside. So I took him outside. I basically grabbed him by the hand. And I'm like. And I took him outside. He's like, it's like you read my mind or something. Like, I really needed to be outside. I'm like, yeah, dude, I needed a cigarette. He's like, you smoke? I'm like, yeah, I smoke. I pulled out my thing. He's like, no, here, smoke this. I'm like, oh, no, I roll my own cigarettes. And I looked at his box, and it was Lucky Strike. So I'm like, oh, Lucky Strike? All right, I'll smoke it.
That was your lucky day.
Go home. You son of a bitch.
And maybe I'll see you at a movie sneak preview. You'll show up and something, and I'll be here with that guy. No, I'll be there.
Pictures falling down.
Que wey toma la foto?
Oh, did she? Babe, send me the link to that picture that you found where I'm in it.
You're in a...
in a picture that I wasn't supposed to be in.
I've been in those.
Ross, the dude from Dan on Sunday, I think his name's Ross. He had said that he wanted everyone that was performing to take a group photo. And then they just pushed me into it. So you just see my goofy ass there. I'm not supposed to be here.
I don't know anybody here. I don't play these guys. Cheese.
The lady that took the picture was the one that set up the whole event.
I was gonna say, is that the lady that's like, oh my god, are you a dead on a Sunday? Here's a beer.
She didn't tell me, here's a beer. I asked for the beer, and the fucking bartender said, here you go, and I walked off. She gave a 20, didn't get change back.
come one song,
you guys. Can a cappella.
You know the song. It's Blink-182 song. What song? Can we backtrack? Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do to my van every Sunday.
Tells him she's at church and she doesn't go. She's on her knees and Scotty doesn't know.
Oh, she sent me the screenshot.
Scotty doesn't know. So don't tell Scotty. Scotty doesn't know.
So
Scotty,
this is what it was supposed to look like?
So don't tell Scotty. Okay.
That's what it looks like?
You know what you should do? You know what you should do?
I'm going to post it and be like, I had a fun time with you guys. Had a good time performing with you guys.
I swear to God, if you don't do it through the Double the Trouble fucking page, I'm going to stab you.
Or better yet,
if you don't go through the Double the Trouble page and just fucking comment, but, oh my God, I can't believe I'm in this picture.
Who's that guy on the right?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
With the Bob Core shirt. Oh. That dude that was doing the Margaritaville and stuff, to me, he looked like fucking Brian Posehn. Look, tell me it's not him.
Wait, hold on. I want to see that again. Holy
dude,
shit.
I showed up there. I'm like, is that Brian Posehn? This motherfucker sings? Dude, you see what he looks like? You see what Brian Posehn sounds like? You know how this motherfucker sang?
Right, yeah!
Like,
the steps that I reface, that sad look on your face, the timing and structure, did you have...
Oh, did you hear? He fucked her a day late, a buck short. I'm writing the report on losing and failing when I... What? You moved the stuff. All right, it's settled. What's settled? But yeah, we did all that, dude. And at the end of the show and everything, we were going back and forth, like coming in, going out and stuff. We talked to the lady that... did the event. Oh, dude, the whole time I was there, I was fucking networking. Told a bunch of people about the venue.
that we don't do. And Chris didn't tell nobody about the goddamn podcast we do.
I did.
And how we're giving away a PlayStation fucking card.
Do you really think they're fucking playing them? You think they're fucking making music? That's why I'm like the venue. But I also told them, I'm like, yeah, dude, I've been doing podcasts for a long time. We have a comedy podcast. We have a dad podcast. We have the music podcast. We have other podcasts that don't even matter no more.
Did you say dying podcast?
A dad podcast.
Oh, I heard diet.
Cabron, you really think we're going to have one of those podcasts? Hey, fools, like, if welcome to the show, fatty free.
It's how Willie Barcena said, you know, people say that they just, I don't know how they got fat. Like, dig, you know how you got fat. It's not like one day someone fucking touched you and you're just like, oh no, I got the fatties. No, the fuck? It's all those goddamn double cheeseburgers you eat.
No, but I told a lot of people about the podcast and everything. Did networking. And I told Karen when I went back in, I'm like, I can't be going to shows like this, man.
Allison Chains.
Ooh, Allison Chains. No, that's someone else. No, is it? Who is it? Pro Jam. No. Fuck. No, that fuck. Is Creed.
No, Creed is. Can you take me higher?
Oh. What the fuck am I thinking of? Hold on.
Something about Jesus.
What?
Well, you said Creed, bitch.
Who does Creep?
Oh, Creep. That's Radiohead.
Ah.
Cause I'm
a creep.
Alice in Chains.
I'm a widow.
That's my answer.
What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. So, guys, I just wanted to tell you guys, if you guys already don't follow us or subscribe to us, please subscribe. Please follow. Check us out on everything. TikTok. The site formerly known as Twitter, now known as X, Threads, Instagram, and damn near everything else at DTT Pod Network. Also, please rate, review, like, share, do everything. Please help us get affiliated on Twitch, especially DTT Pod Network for those that are listening on the audio podcast.
Do everything in your power to share our stuff.
What happened to YouTube? We keep forgetting to do a simulcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly my fault.
Dude, that sounded like it came from your garage.
For reals.
Like, what's he doing in here? No, but all in all, we had a good time at that show.
It sounds like you guys had fun.
Karen got a picture with Russ from Dead on Sunday. She didn't even ask for it. I went up to him. I'm like, hey, dude, is it cool if you take a picture? He's already saying, yeah. I'm like, with my wife? And he's like, huh? And then the event lady came up. She's like, hey, get in there. I'll take a picture of you. This picture is funny to me because Karen's in the picture. But it looks like he's trying to take a picture with me. Watch. Where is it?
You know what I would've done? You know what I would've done if I was Karen?
What?
Just fucking cropped your ass out with the fucking app where it's just like,
I can do it. Dick, here, look, I'll do it real quick right now. Watch. Let me find it again.
Chris.
There. But then I'm going to do this.
Because I'm la toxica.
Fuck, that was good. This dumb bitch.
He's like, well, yeah, she wants her own photo with him. Well, I can have my own photo with you. How do you like that shit?
I can also edit her out.
Oh my fucking god, dude.
No one there.
No, because of the way that the picture is.
It's more of just like
I just have to scoot myself closer. I could do it right now and then fucking post it.
Oh my fucking god.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. I'll probably edit it. So it's the original picture, the picture without me, the picture without Ross, the picture without Karen, and a picture with two me's. Where I cover Karen with one of me, just smaller. Do both. Do it. Long arm.
Yeah, this is why Chris should not have technology.
I do stupid shit. Hey, but did I not make that thread picture of your Lord and Savior, Marc Antonio Solís? Put E.T. in there. Oh, but yeah. We did have a good time. We met some other dude that apparently had gone to see Vilvalo as well at the Blasco when we went. And I'm like, oh shit, you remember us or something? He's like, no, I'm just letting you know I was there. I'm like, why? I had the fucking beanie. Manny, wake up.
Chrissy, wake up.
I don't like this. That's all last year. It really is last year, huh?
Yeah.
Bill Vallo is sick. Miss him? Don't know if you're talking about him or him.
Obviously him. You know, it's not you.
Fuck you, muerto. Why don't you miss me? Oh, shit. That blunt got you, huh?
No, work got me.
Oh, well, you're gonna have to stay awake, guy.
I'm fucking trying. I took two goddamn pre-workout fucking things.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to stay hydrated.
The fuck hydrating. Trying to drink liquid crack, and the liquid crack isn't cracking.
Take one more. Oh, I don't have my smelling salts anymore. Oh, you got powder. You got powder. You didn't shake it, right? I know that face. It's the equivalent of a...
All right, there we go.
What the fuck is that?
Boob shake. Crack the Manny.
But yeah. Oh, before we end the podcast, here's another thing. So Kara's been doing this thing where she tells the kids that she's just going to talk to them in Spanish. Yeah. And she's been talking to them in just Spanish. Now the kids are using their phone to translate this shit. It's fucking funny because most of today, Lenny did not talk at all. This motherfucker typed shit in and he's like, beep. And, dude, I was dying because he was trying to talk to Martini. And Martin's like, he asked him in Spanish, oh, ¿cuántas palabras sabes en el español? And Lenny took a little while. Like 30, it took him like 30 seconds. He's like, just dead quiet. And me and Martini start fucking talking. And I don't know where. Lenny's just like, poop. No sé. And then he starts typing again. And me and Martini are talking. And then he's just like, again, he's in the thing. It says, I know some words, but not all of them. Martini right away fucking almost snapped his fucking neck. He's like, what fucking words do you know? You don't know shit, you fucking liar. And then Lenny's just there like, no sé. But all day, dude. And then fucking Ender has an app too, but his is like, he presses a button and you're talking to him in Spanish. And then he hits play on it and he talks to him in English. He's like, oh. And it was funny because, what was the word? Oh, Karen told him, oh, tráeme la cobija. And he's like, I don't know. So it said blanket. He did the whole shit. And then I'm like, Ender. No, Karen said, Ender, how do you say blanket in Spanish? He's like, cojita. I'm like, I don't know if he's trying to say the cheese or if that's another way of saying fucking. Un cojito. What's Repsin?
Repsin?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is Repsin?
That's what you...
I know.
What did you try to type? What did you try to type?
Respin?
Muerto, stop!
All right, so if skip daddy
I said, oh, so apparently back in kindergarten, they told her that she was gonna have a substitute for school. Karen goes and asks her mom, ¿cuándo va a venir el prostituto?
She thought that was what the teacher was called?
Yeah, the substitute. Un substituto. She said prostituto. Which is prostitute for non-Spanish speaking peoples. Did it in front of all the parents. Fuck. Ma, mamá, ¿cuándo va a venir el prostituto?
El
mañana. No, no, ¿cuál?
¿El qué?
All right, guys, people right here on the fucking thingy.
Oh, I just want to say for those listening, thank you guys for always supporting us and always clicking and staying. You don't have to, but thank you. And
we appreciate it.
We appreciate you too. And if no one's told you that they're proud of you, I just want to tell you I'm proud of you. And I hope you have a great fucking day, week, or whatever's going on. Have a great one. And Chris?
I'm not proud of you. I expect greatness from all of you.
I'm smack the shit out of you.
I expect greatness from everyone.
Whatever. I'm fucking no. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Till next time.
Peace.